Hello, and welcome to another episode of Unfiltered with Sahad. I am not even gonna, like, you know, give you any foreplay. We are just gonna go right into it today because there is just so much to cover. So, last episode, I kind of, you know, mentioned that I have started becoming more active on Persian YouTube, and I just figured I would do sex ed videos, okay? And since I react to things on Instagram all the time, but I don't get paid for it, you know, at least let me put it on YouTube and, you know, maybe I'll make like $3, you know? So I've been doing reviews of this new series called Blind Date that Iranians have been doing on YouTube. And then because naturally, you know, they're getting good traction, I thought, you know, okay, again, I'm known for reacting to things. I'm known for giving my opinion on things. I hate the term influencer. I'm not an influencer because I've never influenced anyone to buy anything. My friend Navid put it really beautifully. He's like, you're just a social commentator. And I was like, yes, I'm literally just being me and like giving my opinion. Anyway, so, you know, I thought, you know, okay, since these reaction videos are doing well, what's the next thing I can do? Because I don't want to just like only do reactions and stuff, right? So I was like, okay. Five or six years ago, I did a video called Rating Men on Shaytoon app. And if you don't know what Shaytoon app is, it's a Persian dating app. And I think they paid me like, I don't know, maybe like $100 to do it or something. I wasn't really doing it for the money. I was just doing it because I thought it was a funny video. But then once I kind of sent it to them for approval, they were like, you can't show any faces, which totally makes sense. You know, privacy is a thing. Anyways, I was like, okay, you know, let me do an updated version where this time I go on Bumble, obviously cover their faces to have privacy, but I rate Persian men's dating profiles. So I created a Bumble profile because I had deleted Bumble and all that stuff a long time ago. And long time ago, I'm saying it 2 months ago. And anyways, I started filming. After I finished filming, naturally, I had some people in my like queue, I guess, who had swiped right on me. And in the video, too, I was like, okay, this person has a swipe left. This person has a swipe right, whatever, right? And I think I like saw this guy and then I swiped left. No, hear me out. This guy's profile is trash. Like it's not even good. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't even remember. I honestly don't remember. Why did I even swipe right? I remember his second photo was good. Red flag number one. His first photo, a photo with sunglasses. Absolutely not, ladies, gents, they, thems. If you put a sunglasses photo, I've said this time and time again, and I will die on this hill, where if you have a sunglass photo as your first picture, that just, I'm sorry, you're just probably not cute, okay? Cuteness aside, because girls don't really care about looks as much as they do about personality, but it's like it's a lack of confidence. Because why would you hide something of yourself in your first photo that's supposed to be like the attention grabber, the thing that brings you in, the thing that, you know, seals the deal, closes the sale, you know? And I think the same thing as when girls have filters on their first photo. Anyways, side tangent. So yeah, his first picture was one with sunglasses on. So I was like, absolutely not. But then his second picture wasn't bad. And then his third picture was good. He had like this like scruffy look. But then another red flag that I just fucking dumb fucking asshole. I don't know. I think it was, did I smoke weed? No, I don't even smoke weed that anymore. I don't know. All his photos look different. His first photo looked one way. His second photo looked one way. His third photo looked one way. So when it's that, always believe the ugliest photo. If they have three photos and one of them is cute, to you because you're like, okay, in this photo, he's like, he looks really good. Maybe he has other photos where like, eh, but this one is a really good. Don't believe that photo. Because that's what I did. So, yeah. Anyways, I was like, eh, you know, I haven't gone out on a date in a while with, you know, anyone. And why not? Like, his third photo is cute. Maybe let's start talking, you know. So we start talking, and he seemed like he wasn't, like, a typical Persian guy. But at the same time, because I knew he didn't live downtown, and that automatically kind of puts you in the you're a typical Persian guy bucket. I was like, you know what? I haven't gone out on a date with a typical Persian guy before, a TPG, if you will. And I was really curious as to what it's like. And like, hear me out. I'm not going to date like a literal, you know, suburb. Richmond Hill is a suburb outside of Toronto. It's like a suburb and all the Iranians live there. I don't live there, so that's enough for you to understand the type of people who live there. Anyways, you know, it's all families, and I don't want people who are listening to this who live in Richmond Hill who live with their families to feel bad. Like, you guys kind of don't count, but you kind of do, but you kind of don't because you're forced to live there. Try and move out ASAP. Come downtown. I'll show you all the cool places. Anyways, yeah, Richmond Hill is just not it. Okay. Anyways, so obviously I'm not going to date a literal like Richmond Hill, Dior Sauvage, Saucy Monkin listening guy. Do you know what I mean? I don't think I would last 5 minutes. And this guy was like, he was enough for me to do an experiment. He was like, I would say like 60 to 75% there. Like in the beginning, it was 60. I don't know, by the end, it was 95. Vale? In the beginning, it was 60% when we first were just like chatting, like text chatting, right? Anyway, so I was like, you know what? Our science experiment has commenced. Ay, ay, ay. So, you know, again, let's see how it is to date a typical Persian guy. Let's see how they work. Again, I was curious. And I wanted to do it for the plot too. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't been out on a date since Woody. Oh, Woody. Anyways, for the podcast. And we start talking, and it's all texts in English. And I shit you not, the only reason I even continued to talk to this guy, even in the first few texts, because he wasn't very interesting in the first little, first couple of interactions, he told me that he is also ENM, or ethically non-monogamous. And I was like, oh my God, that's so fucking cool. I literally love meeting other ENM Iranians because we are few and far between. But then the funny thing is, again, another red flag, absolutely just like shat on and not thought of. Every time I would ask about his partner, he would very conveniently change the subject. So automatically, I'm telling myself, you know, he's fucking lying. I look like I was born yesterday? Like, you're literally so dumb. And another thing that I hate is people who lie and dumb lie. Like, it's like they think you're as dumb as them. And you're so obviously seeing this lie and you're like, bit bad, mikhore qashang. You know what I mean? And in Farsi, what I just said is you almost get insulted on a like molecular level, like, you know, because you're like, how could you think I'm as dumb as you? Anyways, we're talking and I know he's lying about that whole thing, but then I'm like, okay. You know, we're doing it in the name of science. We are doing this in the name of this study. And then I ask him about his job and he's telling me about it. Now, obviously, I'm not going to disclose his work because he was super anal about it. And I'll tell you more about that later. He was like, don't say anything in your podcast. And I obviously am not going to, because I never want to disclose the identities of anyone. Let's just say he was can't call him a therapist. Therapists are fucking smart. Let's just say he does something that I had never heard of before, and I didn't even know was a thing. Okay. So we're talking on Bumble, and I'm like, you know, it picked up. The conversation became good. It was like a good back and forth. I was like, okay, maybe judged a little bit too early. Like, he's really turning it around. He's a really good conversationalist. And that's great, because most people aren't. Like, it's like talking to a wet dish rag, you know? He then asked for my number, and red flag number. I don't even know what number we're at, like 8. He asked me if I have Telegram. Now, no hate to Telegram, okay? It's great for people who live in Iran, but keyword, live in Iran. You know, in Canada, iMessage, max WhatsApp. Like, nobody here uses Telegram. The only reason why I have Telegram is to talk to my friends who live in Iran. And even they, 90% of them, use WhatsApp. It's, yeah. So red flag numero uno. No, no, not numero uno. Numero fucking diese or whatever. Is diese 10? Fuck, I've learned all the Spanish that I learned in high school. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Yeah, diez is 10. Anyways, yeah, so red flags coming in strong. We start talking on Telegram, to my dismay. And again, he was a great conversationalist. I will give him that continuously. But as you know, just when I thought things were turning around and it was getting better, he starts sending me voice memos or voice messages. And I realized that homeboy has a Persian accent. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a Persian accent. It just means that you know more languages. But here's why I was irked. As he was telling me, per his own information, this guy had been here since he was in high school. So let's say 14, 15. And he was now 30 years old. So this is how I could tell he was one of those people who probably moved here when he was 15, 16, but 100% of all his friends and his interactions on a daily basis are only Iranians. And honestly, he probably doesn't have a single non-Iranian friend. Do you know what I mean? Because not to brag about Blondie, but also to brag about Blondie, he's been here 5 years. And yes, he has an accent, but it's not thick at all. Like, you would think he's been here, because everyone who talks to him, and even one of the first, you know, good things that I realized about him and what made me like drawn to him, even in the beginning, from the first conversation we had on a video call, I was like, you sound like you've been here for 15 years. How someone who has been here for that long sounds. Like, Your Persian accent doesn't even sound like a Persian accent. It sounds more like a European or French accent or Italian, a Greek or something. You know what? Like, it doesn't sound Persian. So for this guy to sound like he came from Iran, max maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I was like, the math isn't mathing, my dear. So yeah, that was what the fuck. So then he starts sending me video messages, and that's when I realized that this man does not look like picture number 3 that I was drawn to. This man looks like picture number 1, not even picture number 2, where he kind of looked cute too, but with shorter hair. He looks like picture number one. The sunglass picture. And there's a reason why he had sunglasses on, okay? Like, homeboy, just... It was giving, like, Sid from Ice Age, you know? It was giving, like, he was... I don't want to say he was ugly. He wasn't ugly, but he just looked like Sid from Ice Ages. Ice Ages. Ice Age. We've all seen that movie. And we love Sid, you know? Because he's Sid. He's, like, funny as fuck. And he looks funny. Anyways. He sends me voice messages, again, to give him some grace. From the voice messages, video messages, I could tell that he was also extremely ADHD, like I am, because it was like jumping from one thing to another, and I was like, well, another one of us. So that was a bonus point. But the video messages were weird. It was just like too much. I sent them to Kemand and Dorsa, and they were like, what the fuck? This guy is so weird. Are you sure he's not like a psycho serial killer or something? They were funny, but they were also cringe. Like, they passed the line and they were a little bit cringe. Now, the entire time we're talking, he's doing the typical Persian guy thing where they incessantly compliment you. Sahare dusteshteni, sahare ba mohabbat, sahare ziba, Thursday koja berim. Like, ew! Just imagine like someone being like, sahar dear, sahar my love kana vale. What are some same things that you could say in English? Sahar babe, sahar beautiful, sahar gorgeous. It's like, why don't no one says that? You know, before even seeing each other, like, ew, it's like fake compliments that it's like, I know you're just saying because you think that just because my name is Sahar and just because I'm speaking Farsi with you and I'm appeasing you by speaking Farsi, that does not mean that I am a typical Persian girl. So these things do not work on me. But like, obviously his brain is too small to understand that. And he's probably never dated anyone like me. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's only ever dated typical Persian girls, probably. And this works on them, you know, because when he's like a one-trick pony, you know what I mean? When you've only done one thing your entire life and that one thing has worked because you've also gone for a very small target group, then you're not gonna ever, like, learn moves. Do you know what I mean? Anyways, so he's like, yeah, sahare dusteshteniyo bo mohabbat o ziba, Thursday koja berim, like, where should we go on Thursday? And my reply to him was just like, dude, hame ino tu ye saati ke hame mishnasim fahmidi. So what I said in English was, you, like, the whole, you know, lovely, beautiful, whatever, you know all those within the 1 hour that we've been talking, like, and, you will see this theme of me being completely, like, absolutely not with him continue throughout this entire story. But just, this is where it started. So we keep talking and we land on a place to go. And, you know, he says he'll pick me up. But I was like, absolutely not. there is no way you are picking me up. I will meet you there because I am not letting some random that I have no intention of talking to ever again after all of this know where I live. You know what I mean? Like, you don't mix your business with your personal life. Like, so anyway, so we say goodbye, whatever, and no. Oh, and then, so I'm like, oh, I have to go to sleep. Like, it was pretty late, and I go to sleep pretty early, like 10:30-ish, because I wake up early in the morning, and I'm like, you know, it's time for me to go to bed. Have a good night. Bye. And he texts back, and he's like, Vojtěchat Yehoi, separation anxiety gereftam. Translation: oh my God, so you're leaving so abruptly. I got separation anxiety. And I'm just like, internally, I'm crying. Internally, I'm unwell. I'm not okay. I am screaming. I am a dying cat. I am the Titanic when it sank, okay? So all I say to him again is, you are unhinged, cringe, but I guess you're funny. That's it. Because I know he's joking, right? Like, obviously he's not serious, but like his jokes aren't, they're just not it. Anyways, I feel like a joke is funny once. Do you know what I mean? When you too overtly compliment someone the first time, sure, it's a joke. But when you continue to do it throughout the entire conversation, that's when I'm like, fuck off. You know, at one point he was like, oh my God, you're going to fall in love with me. I'm like, you. So the next day we're chatting again and he says that he listened to an episode of the podcast and I was like, oh damn, lol. We start talking about the whole touch my mind before touching my body thing that I have. And he's like, ooh, you know, sohane bozorgan or like wisdom from the guru kind of thing. And I say, you know, write it down and teach your kids. Insert cringe, insert fucking gross anecdote, okay? He says, you mean our kids? Because you know I have a big family and I plan on planting one inside you. And I'm like, oh my. I'm literally not even lying to you guys. I am getting goosebumps of how, oh my God, I'm not even kidding. Holy fuck. Damn, what the hell? I'm actually having a physical. That's crazy. That's how cringe it is. Okay, I'm having a physical reaction. And I'm like, ugh, ew. See, I do understand. This type of guy needs to date his own kind. He needs to take a typical Persian girl who will hear these things and will be like, oh my God, heart eye emoji. Oh my God, I love him. Oh my God, he wants to have kids with me on the first. Oh my God, I'm so amazing. You know what I mean? Because for me, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Hey, hey, hey. Again, like I said before, it makes sense. This is his one move, one trick pony, one hit wonder, if you will. He then says, he didn't ask me. He's like, Sahar, why did you swipe right on me? And I just flat out told him the truth. I was like, well, your second picture was okay, but then your third picture was nice. The first one's absolutely horrible. And then when you said your ENM, you know, I was intrigued because I was like, not very many ENM Iranians, and it's cool to meet more people within this lifestyle. And he says, oh yeah, that's really cool. And then I ask again, I'm like, so tell me about you and your partner. And he finally answers the question, and he says that he has a relationship with a girl, but it's not like me and Blondie. And I ask him, you know, what he means by that and to elaborate. And he's like, oh, we're exclusive fuck buddies. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, this, sir, is the biggest load of bullshit I have ever heard in my life. But please continue. And then he says, yeah, I've had her sign an NDA because of my job. If I get involved with a girl a bit more seriously or continuously, they have to sign an NDA due to what I want to do in the future with my job. So henceforth, this whole story will be referred to as Mr. NDA. So let's put everyone put a bookmark in this chapter, okay? Because we're going to come back to it later in the lesson, all right? I feel like this is a PhD-like dissertation. we're going to come back to this. So just keep NDA in your minds. So Thursday comes around and I go to the bar that I had reserved because homeboy does not even live downtown. So he obviously doesn't know anything about downtown. Negative points there again. He gets there late, obviously, because something that I've noticed is that typical Persian, any gender, they are always late. They do not respect time. There was this one girl who used to be in like our group, and she never would be on time. Like, I'm telling you, never. And it would piss me off and everyone else off, obviously, but piss me off so much because it's like, people in Canada are on time. You now live in Canada. You cannot be 45 minutes late to things without an excuse. This is not a fashionably late kind of situation. You know, if, oh, I'm going to start ranting, but anyways, it's okay. Relax. So he comes late. And guys, the style. He is wearing the typical Persian guy uniform. Like the, imagine typical Persian guy on a date. What are you thinking of? Let me read your mind. I'm like one of those magicians. What are you thinking of? Exactly. Blazer. Loafers. White button-up shirt. The classic fucking outfit. Oh, and it's all black. Absolutely no color. Yeah. Style on zero. Style on non-existent. Style on walked into a Zara and picked up exactly what everyone else has. Style on nothing. they all have one style. It's button-up shirts, blazers, and loafers. And you will never see them deviate from this. I mean, you know what? Let's give it to them. They are committed. They are committed to the uniform. Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, so thank God I had worn my shorter boot heels because he was shorter than Blondie. And if Blondie is 6'2", in his profile, this guy had written that he's 6 foot, but I think he's lying. I think he's like a 5'10", 5'11", at best. So that, again, lies. We start talking, and then, you know, right from the get-go, again, it's like, Sahar Jun, Sahar Aziz, Sahar Zibo, Sahar Khushkel. And I'm like, ew. Like, my face was the skull face emoji the entire night. And, okay. Don't want to like shit on him too much. Let's give credit where credit is due. He was funny. He was really funny. And the best part about this whole situation is the fact that I was in conversation with another person who was also super ADHD like me. And like, honestly, the conversation was really fun. And he would talk a lot, which was really nice because, actually one thing that I learned from this date, just side tangent for a second, is that in me and Blondie's relationship, it's always me talking. Blondie is very, like, he's more quiet and he's more of a listener than a talker. And it's always me being like, no, 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 no. You know what I mean? So it was actually kind of a nice experience to have someone who talks as much as I do and who I can, like, sit there and listen to a little bit more. And the conversation will still flow. I love that. That was actually something that I really loved. But anyways, back to the other shit. Yeah, lots of laughs, whatever. But as I'm talking, or as we're talking, he's obviously continuously making moves and flirting. And I'm really not doing anything. Like, I'm not giving any signals. I'm not, like, doing the laugh and then stroke their arm thing. I'm literally just sitting there listening, laughing, being a really good, you know, date and being a good conversationalist. And I can't act like I like you in that way. Like, physically, I'm just like, eh. Personality-wise, again, you're winning points because the conversation's good and you're funny. But, like, there's no chemistry in that way. And, again, this was a science experiment. You know, it's not an acting role. Like... So he, at one point he strokes my arm where I have a tattoo and he's like, oh my God, her skin is so soft. Oh my God. Ooh. And I'm like, okay. Aren't all girls soft? Don't all girls have soft skin? I don't know. Every girl I've ever touched. Every girl I've ever touched. I don't know. Do I? No, there's no way. Girls have soft skin. Sorry. Of course, compared to a man. Anyways, after a little bit, you know, after him continues, he's making moves. He finally just breaks down and he's like, hey, Saad, are you the type of girl to make a move first, or do you wait for the guy to make the first move? And I just, again, bluntly say, if I like the guy, I'll make the first move. I don't wait. Like, of course I will. If I like the guy, I'm not waiting for him. Like, I got places to be, people to see. But yeah, and if I don't, I just obviously won't. Like, and then he's like, oh, pas bijom dige sahar khanum. You know, he's in Farsi, he's like, well, then what are you waiting for then? And I just laughed and I'm like, did you not just hear what I said? I said, if I like the guy, I will. And it's as if he just did not hear what I just said. He leans over the table and he kisses me. You know how, like, usually when you see someone leaning forward, you also lean forward? I just sat back. I didn't move. And I just, you know, sit straight. But I kissed him back, obviously. I'm not going to, like, be like, you know what I mean? I kissed him back and your homegirl is a good kisser. Your homegirl has, like, relatively nice lips, okay? And he sits back in his chair and he's like, oh my God, those lips. And I'm just laughing. And then we start talking about something else. And again, within the convo, after a couple of minutes, he makes another comment about how I'm not showing that I'm very interested. And it's very hard for him to gauge how I feel about, you know, being on a date with him and where it's going to lead. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And then he makes a joke about wearing a Hakupion jacket, which I didn't even know what the fuck that was. Like, I speak Farsi. I look pretty, you know, Iranian, but I am not one in, like, social-ish settings. Like, especially in dating settings, I am not what you would think an Iranian girl would be in a date setting at all. At all. Like, yeah, his jokes were, blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you guys, like, they were jokes, yes, but they were either just too much and too cringe, or again, they just didn't land because I'm not a fucking fob or an Iran, as we call them on this podcast. Like, when I tell you guys the entire time, like, yes, I was laughing at him and all that, but my vagina? Sahara Desert. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, let's spice this conversation up a little bit. Let's get things going. Let's see what's going on. So I ask him, what are you into? Jesus Christ. You know what his answer was? Blowjobs. I can't. Like, no shit. Like, I swear, it's like, call the news stations because we have a groundbreaking development. Man says he likes blowjobs. Wow, who would have thought? Like, Justin, breaking news. Oh my God. Yikes, I was dying. And after he said that, I just, again, bluntly and flat out told him, I'm like, I don't think we are a match because you are too vanilla for me. And just when I thought it cannot get worse, it got worse because he asked me what that means. Like, what? At this point, I was genuinely concerned for my vagina because the bitch was teetering on the edge of dehydration at this point, okay? But listen, I am not a quitter. I was committed to the advancement of science, okay? So I flat out tell him again, listen, the only reason I'm here is because I was interested in seeing how someone like you operates, someone who is more Iranian works. And I read people very well. I'm very good at reading how people are and what they're feeling. And he says, you know, he's like, okay, read me. Like, what do you think of me? And I lay it on him. I'm like, you're supremely Persian. Even if your work isn't, outside of work, you are extremely Persian to the point where your birthdays are, you know, you listen to Radio Javan DJ mixes. You came on this date because it is very different from every other girl you've ever dated because they are probably typical Persian girls who sit and act all princess and, you know, Adoya Tango vibes, virginal vibes, and you have to peel back their layers and you feel like the dominant man on the date because, you know, they swoon at your random comments and they make you feel more masculine. But at the end of it all, you are super nervous because I'm not giving you that energy. And if anything, I have more masculine energy than you do because, like, I'm not impressed, really. So again, as you can all clearly see, the entire date, I was making it painfully clear that I wasn't really interested because I didn't want to give off the wrong impression, you know? And, but at the same time, like, again, we were having in between these points when I would like be real with him, like we would have good conversation for like, you know, 15, 20 minutes in between these instances. So I don't want you to think that it was all like me shitting on him the entire date. I think we were out for like 7, 8, 9, 10. We had like 3 hours we were sitting and talking. So these were just, you know, a couple things that were interspersed within that longer conversation where we were laughing and again, good conversation. So we finally get the bill and we got into his car because again, I was like, okay, you know, good conversation, cringe as fuck remarks. He won't keep his hands off me. This man clearly wants to get it. And I've told him that, like, maybe let's go try it out because I just want to see what you got. Like, show me what you got. you know, let's see if he's actually a good kisser. And maybe by some force of the universe, maybe by some random baby Jesus random miracle, he has amazing moves in bed. You never know. You know, maybe he'll be the anomaly. We drive to this parking by my house. He parks. We go in through the back door. We get into my apartment and he's looking around, obviously, because duh, like I have a cool apartment. And we start making out. And this was where I was like, you know what? Abort mission. Abort mission. Abort! This is a failed experiment! It was giving worm with its head cut off. It's giving chicken with its head cut off. It's giving, I have no skill in kissing. It's giving zero effort in paying attention to the other person's kissing style. Like, fuck. I think I can now, actually no. Let me leave my statement. Let me leave my my findings of my thesis paper at the end of the thesis. Again, I wasn't really surprised. I was hopeful, but not surprised because after the blowjob comment, I knew there was no hope. So naturally, I pull away and I was like, this is not working for me. I'm sorry. We're just not on the same page. And frankly, to be very honest, I don't think I'm your type. You're not mine. We've established that. Please get your Uber. Here are your shoes. Please leave. And I literally like pushed him out of my house. No. Now I will make my statement. From all these findings, my fellow educated people, my fellow scholars, my bitches. Typical Persian men are shit in bed. Mic drop. Typical Persian men are shit in bed. That is all I'm going to say. They are horrible. They don't know shit. And it is, it's 95% their fault. And it's 5% typical Persian girls' faults for not ever expecting anything more and doing the dead fish in bed and letting the guy lead. It's like the blind leading the blind. So let's get back to the story because it gets juicier. The next morning, I realize that he has left his jacket. And so I text him and I'm like, hey, your jacket is here. Now, let's really dice. Now let's go into science class. You know, we just did our social class. Now let's go into science. We're going to dissect some texts. So he says, by the way, I meant to message you and thanks for last night. Avalanche wrong grammar. And say thanks for last night, not and thanks for last night. Anyways, whatever. You know me, excited. We'll you know, turn a blind eye to this one. Sorry that things didn't turn out the way you expected. What in the fucking delusional ass, delulu ass hell are you talking about, sir? Like, the way I expected? What the fuck? Like, what the hell? I don't understand how someone can be so stupid. But then again, at the same time, I totally get it. Like, this man's ego has been completely disintegrated, you know? NDA man, zero, Sahar Golshani, I'm up 10, I'm up 20, like, once again, I'm up 21 now. Like, what part of last night gave you any notion that I had any expectations? Like, did I not verbatim say you are too vanilla for me? Or that we're not the same vibe? Listen, I get it. You are vocalizing how you feel and you're projecting it onto me. Honestly, he really was. He was, I don't know, man. I swear to God, men like this are so fucking immature. Like, oh, little boy, did you get your feelings hurt? Do you want to get a bandage for your boo-boo? And then he goes on to say,
I thought about it last night when I left. And to be honest, the physical attraction or the chemistry just wasn't there, which is okay. Sex aside, it was a fun day and we should just be friends.
Bro, the mansplaining, the projection, like, you can just tell his ego was so butthurt that he had to do some sort of damage control, you know what I mean? Obviously, I'm not one to sit quiet and let someone, you know, be all sassy with me. And I text back and I match his energy and I say, yeah, I totally agree, but I also didn't expect anything. I knew I wasn't going to have my mind blown. I told you, I did it for the plot and the podcast story.
Savage.
Now, his answer, okay? Again, to save his fragile ass little bitch ego. Also, side note, why do we call women bitches? You know, I'm never calling another woman a bitch. I mean, not that I have recently, but seriously, like, the only time the word bitch should be used, And not in like the, you know, like, yeah, my bitches kind of thing. That's fine. But like, you know, in the sense of when people are like, stop being a little bitch, you know, when you're scared about something. Actually, it should be used for men like this. Because some men be little bitches, like literally.
You little fragile scaredy cat.
He says, he texts back and he says,
I knew we weren't each other's types even before I came. I just wanted to have a fun date with a fun girl.
Bro, my dude. Fuck. If I wasn't your type, then why were you the only one during the date making physical advances? You, verbatim, said that I wasn't showing you any interest. Is that not proof enough that I wasn't interested? You were the one making the advances. When we look at a play-by-play of the date, if we video check the date, who was the one interested here? Because it surely wasn't me. You, on the other hand, were the one who, again, was incessantly touching me, going in for a kiss, giving me all these, you know, even if they were jokes, these shitty cringe compliments. Like, shut the fuck up for real, bro. And then at the end saying, yeah, we can be friends. You fuck off. Do you really think my standards for having friends is that low? Like, what makes you think that my standards for having someone in my life as a friend is this low? Like, you are delusional and you're dumb at the same time. And you look like Sid from Ice Age. Like, life has not dealt you a kind hand and you have done nothing to turn it around, my bro. And he finally signs off by saying, your listeners will have something new to listen to. Obviously, again, I will not back down from a situation like this without being the last person to say something sauvage. So I respond back and I'm like, yeah, oh my God, they are totally going to love it. You, on the other hand, though, I wouldn't listen to the next podcast. Yeah. Oh my God. It's my new kink. Shitting on men's egos, these type of men. There are a small percentage of men who are amazing, and I love you guys, and like I would like on your dicks anytime. But these kind of guys, I would not be mad if they were exterminated. Let's be honest. Now, circling back to where we put a bookmark in the chapter entitled NDA, okay? The type of people who make you sign an NDA are celebrities, politicians. I get it. They need to have people sign NDAs because they don't want their shit to, you know, go public because they are public people. He's not either, okay? But let's say later in life, again, you aspire to get to that height and you make girls sign NDAs. But my question for Mr. NDA is, what exactly are you making them sign it for? Because the craziest thing you do in bed is like
blowjobs.
Like, you know what I mean? Are you making them sign it so they don't tell people how horrible you were? Because that's really the only way I could think of, you know, it being dangerous for you. That's the only situation that makes sense to me. Like, ay, ay, ay. My God, it was so bad. Oh my God, in the car, he like played some like Radio Javan ass shit music for me, and I had to pretend to be like, I wasn't even pretending. I was just like, oh yeah, I've never heard this before. And yeah, it was, he was just so typically Persian guy. I just can't. yeah, anyways, case closed, research completed, my findings, again, I will repeat, typical Persian guys suck, not only in bed, but in every way possible. Now, on to the next rant. So, you guys know how in the last episode, I told you guys that me and Blondie were talking to this guy that I had met on Tinder. So we had, you know, created a group chat and we were group chatting, and I could tell that he wasn't the most comfortable or the most brightest person. Like, I could tell he just wasn't a very smart person. But I was like, you know what? It's okay. Like, maybe when we meet him, it'll be different, because some people are just bad texters. You know what I mean? Another aspect that raised a flag to us was the fact that he would send things and then delete them. Like, he would send a GIF of a threesome and then he would delete it. Or he would send a GIF of like two guys giving each other hand jobs and then he would delete it. And I was like, this is weird. Okay. Sure. But then we were making plans and to like meet, because we were like, you know, let's just go out and talk. Because I was very like, me and Blondie both, we were like, let's just go out for drinks with him. You know, there no strings attached. Like, you can just go out for drinks. And we're trying to make plans and he's like, oh, come to my house. And I'm like, no, we need to meet you somewhere else and talk and see if there's even a connection or chemistry. Like, I'm not going to come to your house first thing. The fuck? So I make a reservation for the Saturday. And on Wednesday, because I made a reservation on like a Tuesday or whatever, on the next day, essentially, he sends a GIF again in the group of a threesome. And it's basically a girl lying down and a guy is fucking her, and then the other guy is fucking him. So they're all like connected. It's like a MMF, right? Blondie, you know, responds back and he's like, oh my God, this must feel amazing. All the best things at once. Have you ever tried anything like this before? And he says, no, never, but I've always wanted to. Maybe me and you should hang out first. Winky face. Like, we've told him that Blondie is not into guys. Like, we've literally said this multiple times. And then, he replies and he's like, no, I don't play solo with men. I only do so in group settings because I believe in giving and receiving pleasure without the restraints of gender. So let's all hang out and chat. And then I again reiterate, yeah, we need to chat first to see what's, you know, everyone is into and what everyone's boundaries are. That's why I'm keeping my questions for Saturday. And he says, oh, no, just, you know, just start asking them now. And I asked one that I knew he was not going to answer in the way that I he wasn't going to give me an honest answer. I knew going in asking this question what the answer was going to be. And I just wanted to test and see if I was right. So I say, you know, one of my questions are, I'm just wondering what experiences you have had with other guys and just what you're open to doing in a MMF situation. And just to like refresh your guys' memories, in threesome language, an MFM is a threesome where the two guys don't do anything to each other and they're just doing things to the girl. It's like all the attention is on the girl. An MMF is a situation where the guys are also open to do things to each other. It's more of like a teamwork situation where everyone just does things to everyone. You know what I mean? Anyways, so I asked him, you know, what are you open to doing? And he's like, no penetration, no sucking, no kissing. And mind you, he had been very clear from the start that he was into all of this and he wanted to play with us. And that's literally why I was even talking to him and why I even introduced him to Blondie and why we even had a group chat. But because of the weird paranoia, I guess, and the also very deeply ingrained denial of what he likes in life. He just wasn't being honest. After he says, you know, no to all that, I just reply back and I'm like, okay, I had a feeling this was the case and I don't think it's a match then, to be honest. You know, because for me to feel comfortable with an MMF situation and for Blondie to feel comfortable in an MMF situation, there has to be a level playing ground. And, you know, I continue to say, I'm like, I understand that penetration, that's fine as a no. But when it's absolutely nothing, like even other things, no, then that's when it becomes an energy where it's very one-sided and it's not, like, to be very honest, and I didn't say this to you, to him, but I'm going to say it to you guys. Blondie doesn't want to feel like some guy is just coming in to like fuck with him. Like it has to be like a shared mutual, like in an MMF situation. You know what I mean? It has to be very like, we're on the same level, you know, to an extent. And it's just like good energy. It's not like some guy is just coming in to be the alpha. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't want that energy and neither do I. So I say that. I'm like, you know, it's very one-sided and it's not equal to everyone. And then he texts back and he's like, no, 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 it won't be nothing. I'm chill. I'm open-minded, but I just don't want to put anything on record. And again, I'm like, I don't, the fuck? Like, I don't like this energy, you know? If you like playing in group settings, it does not mean you're gay. And I've been telling you, like, time and time again, I was telling this guy that I'm not obviously going to say anything about you. Like, I just talked for an hour about NDA Man, about Woody, about Mr. Six, about, you know, all the guys that I've been telling you guys about. None of you know who they are. You guys don't even know who Blondie is after 2.5 years. You know what I mean? So what makes this guy think that his nobody ass is going to get exposed? You know what I mean? Anyways, but, you know, in a very polite way, in a more, like, caring way and understanding way, I kept on telling him, I'm like, no, don't worry, like I don't obviously disclose things, and like we don't even hang out with Iranians, so who the fuck would we tell? Do you know what I mean? Anyways, so a day before we're supposed to go out, I think it was the Friday, we're supposed to go out Saturday, he texts us randomly and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna have to take a rain check on all this. I'm talking to someone else these days, and I feel like it wouldn't be right to engage in something with you guys, because you guys are super cool, but I hope you understand. And I'm like, not even surprised. But at the same time, like, what the fuck, bro? Like, this is so dumb. For the last 3 weeks, he has been continuously sending us threesome gifts. Mainly like MMF ones, or like, you know, like all these, this type of content. Like he's been the one being the most active in that group chat. And all of a sudden, you pull out because you are just, I don't know. I don't get it. Like this entire time, I've communicated multiple times that we're discreet. And we've tried to be so open and honest. But obviously, like, if you're not honest with yourself, go fuck yourself. I mean, I didn't say this to him. I just left the group chat and I was like, honestly, fuck this. Because, like, I just don't understand why someone would be so in denial with themselves. Like, you clearly were so interested in fucking me and Blondie to the point where you were sending us multiple gifts every single day, like talking about it, being like, I'm so excited, I can't wait, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, when push comes to shove, you bitch out and you're scared that I'm going to go tell people. Like, who the fuck am I going to tell? Do you know what I mean? Again, I don't know, man. I've been doing this podcast since 2018 and none of you have ever figured out who I'm talking about. I mean, except for Narcy, which was very obvious. But like, I've never given details on, you know, where the person is or how they could be found out. So if anything, it was just annoying. Here's why I got upset the most. Not because it fizzled out and didn't happen, because I kind of knew from the beginning. But and that's why, like, we weren't as enthusiastic in the group chat, because we knew that this guy was, like, red flags. But, like, the thing is, like, I had sent photos in that group chat. right? Like, and I'm not one to send like a, what is it? Like one of those photos where they, what is it, like exploding photo? No, disappearing photo. Exploding photo. I'm not going to send a fucking disappearing photo because whatever, like that's just not me. And most of the photos I sent don't have my face anyways. But still, like I sent photos in this group chat and he probably has photos of me. And like, it's just a dissolution of trust. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've shown you that I am also trusting in you, but you, yeah, you're just so paranoid with anyone finding out that you like fucking guys and you like playing with guys and you're so in denial of yourself that, yeah, all of that just made me upset, honestly. It's just, I just hate when people waste my time. You know what I mean? It's just like a big pet peeve. So, yeah, after that, we started talking to this couple. You know, thinking about it now, back-to-back shitty situations make for a good podcast episode. Because I've been talking for an hour. Yeah, after that, we started talking to this couple with Blondie that we found on Field. And their pictures were straight like Amu Johnny and Alexis Texas. Like they literally, I'm not even kidding, they look like that. So they straight up look like adult content creators. And as we talked to them, I was totally right because they were adult content creators. Just like think of any porn you've seen with like a blonde haired, big boobed woman. Whatever you got in your head, that's exactly what she looked like. And the guy literally, I know Iranians really like Johnny Sins. He literally looked like him. Bald, everything. So from the get-go, I wasn't really comfortable. And I shared this with you guys to show you that even in these setups, insecurities can come to the forefront. Like, I don't want you guys to think that, like, this is easy or, like, that I'm, like, so super confident all the time. No. This was, like, an instant where, like, I was just super insecure because I just honestly wasn't interested in doing anything with them because I was insecure about being around her. Because how the fuck am I supposed to compare to a literal porn star, you know? And I knew that if I was in a situation where we were playing with them, I would just be in my head the entire time comparing myself to her and knowing that obviously I don't measure up. I know that's not a good thing to do. I know it's not healthy, but I'm human. And above all that, I'm a woman and I deal with insecurities. And I'm sure that many of you guys can also relate. As women, we just have certain insecurities and yes, we work on them, but it's still fucking hard. And yeah, so I told Blondie, I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out, but I'm so okay with you going and, you know, if they're down, you go play with them. Because I know that it's every Persian guy's dream to be with a fucking porn star. You know what I mean? They literally grew up watching porn star. So imagine being able to finally experience that in real life. And I think they were like older. I think they were like 47 and they had like a kid and they were like a wife and husband and like they were really cute and in love. And again, I'm not about to keep Blondie from living out his fantasy. You know, and they seemed like a really cool couple. And they had been in the lifestyle for a while, so they kind of maybe, you know, knew some of the ropes. And anyways, in the end, it ended up not working out. But again, things like this happen. I never want you guys to think that this shit is easy. It's hard and you'll have feelings. But the most important thing is that you communicate them and you sit there and think about it and think about why you feel that way. I definitely deal with, you know, a lot of insecurities because of societal standards, as we all do, as all women do. But it's a lifelong battle. How did this get all deep all of a sudden? Ay, ay, ay. Okay, I've been talking for an hour. Should I do some questions of the week? I don't know. I guess I could do a couple. Okay, let's do a couple questions of the week. Okay, I think I'm just gonna like rapid fire these because there's quite a few. First one, tips on how to seduce a girlfriend to have a threesome with my husband. I believe in communication and consent. So I would honestly just ask her. I don't think there's any seducing. I think you seduce her after you know that she's okay with it. Yeah, I don't like the word seduce. It gives a... Yeah, I don't like that word, actually. I would ask her, and then I would communicate, and then I would... Then I would seduce, you know, with consent. Next question. Random, but can we talk about weird kinks that aren't often talked about? I have a few. What are your few? You guys, when you send me in questions, send them like thoroughly. So then like, I don't know. What do you think are weird? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And I'm not going to sit here and do research. Tell me what yours are and then we can talk about them. Jesus. Okay. She's written, the next girl has written, this guy has been ghosting me for almost 5 weeks, but I love him and I know he loves me. What the fuck, bro? Are you okay, sister? Like, sister, what's wrong with you? And then she goes on to say, I really want to have him in my life. What can I do? I'm feeling lost. Bro, if he is not talking to you, you are not a priority. Move on with your life. Like, I am very savage with these things. Like, you're being a dumbass. You're being a dumbass. Like, I'm sorry. Love yourself a little bit more. Have some more respect for yourself. Why the fuck would you be hung up on some guy who's not even talking to you and is ghosting you? Like, why? He's not respecting you. So why are you continuing to give him any respect? The fuck? Girl, get your act together. Voilà. You can't be a podcast listener and be this dumb. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, I love you, but come on, girl. Someone said, advice for long distance relationships. Don't do them. Honestly, unless it's like you've been with the person for like 5 years and all of a sudden something happens and you have to be apart from each other for like 3-4 months, that's fine. But like if the person like actually like up and moves and you've only been dating them for 2 months, go fuck yourself. Like, actually. What do Blondie's family think about your open relationship and the podcast? They don't know about it, actually. Again, they live in Iran. They don't listen to podcasts and they don't really, I don't really talk about it that much on my Instagram. They're not really active on Instagram. Let me put it this way. Again, I'm meeting them in like 2 weeks though. So, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, again, the mom loves me. I don't know about the dad though. Any advice for girls as beginners in BDSM? Submissive. This is such a general question. Okay. Advice for someone who wants to get into BDSM. Read up about it on the internet. Search it up. See what you like. Make a list. Make a list for yourself of what you like, what you might be into, and what you're not into. So like a yes, maybe, no column thing. List, and and make a list for yourself and then start to experiment with the, I mean, the yeses, you know, you like, so do them and then start to experiment with the maybes, maybe just to spice things up. That would be, I think, my advice for anyone who wants to get into it in the beginning. And then, you know, have a conversation with your partner. Be like, hey, I would love to try something like this. And if you are in a position where you can't have a conversation like this with your partner, then break up. Because you shouldn't be with that person if you can't be comfortable enough to have this kind of conversation with them. Mic drop. Next question. If you ever decide to get married, do you prefer to have a wedding or travel the world with that money? If I was someone who wanted to get married, I would not have a wedding and I would travel the world because I feel like a wedding is one night, whereas traveling can make memories, multiple memories that will last a lifetime instead of spending an exorbitant amount of money on one night. Like, I don't understand. And everyone knows that wedding vendors double charge. So it's like you're literally letting people upcharge you for one night and you spend, it has never logically made sense to me of why people would spend so much money on one night of their lives, because there are so many better ways that you can use that money. One, and if you want to make like a memorable thing to celebrate our love, sure, there's other ways to do it. You don't have to spend $100,000. Relax, Susan. You know what I mean? Next question. Oh my God, this is so funny. What would you do if you actually had a dick for a week? I couldn't do much. As a girl, you can do a lot more. I would probably jerk off a lot. I don't know. I would fuck around just to see how it feels like to come. I would fuck a couple of different people. I would have sex with a guy. I would have sex with a girl just to see how all of it feels. What else would I do as a man? I don't know. No, I think that's it. Really. There's not really much else I would want to know about men. I really just want to know what their dicks feel like. That's it. I don't really care for anything else. Next question. What do you do when you can't come during sex? When whatever you do doesn't work? Ooh, that happens even to me. Even to miss comes with a kind of literally and I will come. That's happened to me too. And it's mostly because I'm in my head and I'm not in the vibe. And yeah, that's the only time it doesn't work. And again, for women, it's a very mental thing for us. Sex is physical, but it's also very much so mental. So if the physical isn't working, the mental isn't there, because they go hand in hand. You can't have, you can't have it work without both of them being on the same level. And then final question, how many times a week is it normal to have sex? My boyfriend likes to have it every day, and I'm like, okay with once a week. Dude, me and your boyfriend are the same. I think you just have to find a sweet spot. I think it has to be a compromise. You know, if he wants it every day, you only want it once a week. Maybe you guys do it three times a week or twice a week, it has to be something in the middle. And guys are generally, from what I have seen, they are hornier than women. It depends on what age, actually, because I'm way hornier than Blondie. And I know that women hit their peak of horniness at like mid-30s. So I am how an 18-year-old boy is right now. You know what I mean? The hormones are raging. Just find compromise, like anything else. If he likes pizza and you like sushi, you have a compromise. Once a week you eat pizza, once a week you eat sushi. You know what I mean? You gotta compromise. I think you just have to have a conversation. That is all. Love you guys. Pray for me. I just need another Woody experience. I just need another Woody experience. That would be a cool experience. Someone who actually knows what they're doing, because every time I have played with someone other than Blondie, sex with Blondie is fucking perfect. Perfection. Literal perfection. I cry sometimes when we have sex because it is so good. Okay. These random escapades, I would love to have another Woody, because damn, bro, I'm just having bad luck after bad luck. I mean, this one, these are all my fault. This episode, everything I told you was not my own fault, but my own doing. Pray for me, manifest some good, things for me, and then I'll come and tell you guys about it on the podcast. Love you guys. Don't sign NDAs, only sign checks. Mic drop.